from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, you know, today we're trying to figure out, and certainly with you at 215-592-9494, where we stand on Sirianni, where you stand, where our whole city stands. I know this. I'm confused. You know, I know that usually when a coach has made the playoffs three times in 3 years and almost won a Super Bowl, you know, I should be all in, and we should all be all in. I mean, what are we talking about here? I mean, I remember growing up, I mean, I grew up in the Marion Campbell years, and like the Eagles never made the playoffs. So I got a coach 3 years, three playoffs, almost a Super Bowl championship. Like, okay. But I also know he was handed immense talent, primarily on offense. I also know that he, in two of the years, benefited dramatically from an easy schedule. I mean, when they made the playoffs in 2021, it was a super easy schedule that helped them get to 9 wins. When they won 14 games in 2022, it was a ridiculously easy schedule. I know last year was a collapse. I know play calling has been taken away from him twice. I know he couldn't stem the tide last year when the issues happened. I know that he's got antics on the sidelines that bother me. I also know the players other than Jalen Hurts seem to love him.
Well, hold on. Timeout, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Play calling taken from him twice?
Well, year one and year two.
We don't know it was taken. We taken. Were told that he gave it up.
All right, all right. It has been removed.
It was suggested.
It has been, well, he's not doing it two different times. He's choosing not to do it, or they told him not to. Fair?
That's fine.
Okay.
But taken is what, there's a big difference between... Yeah, I let me share this here. Let me get Steichen involved. Let me get, oh, shoot, it's working. That's great. And move
Jody,
on
who,
from
who
it.
Hired, then, who hired Kellen
then
Moore?
Then the
who,
call coming down from hired, above. You must give Shane Steichen play calling Jody, responsibility. That didn't happen.
Jody, who hired Kellen Moore? Howie or Nick?
Howie.
Correct.
Unquestionably.
That's the taken part. You know what I'm saying?
But guess what? Nick didn't call the plays last year.
Yeah, but he did more. He even referenced on our show that he did at times. And he ain't doing it this year.
Did it times what?
Over all the plays. It's like the Andy Reid, Marty Morningwig thing. You know, who knows who's truly doing it? Sirianni had a huge hand in the offense and now won't.
He created the offense. It was his offense. I give you that.
All right, Jody.
But I think that Johnson called 98% of the plays last year.
Let me ask you this, because I don't want to get too into the minutiae of play calling. Do you believe in Nick Sirianni?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's 2 years removed from taking a team to a Super Bowl. How many coaches in the NFL presently coaching have taken teams to Super Bowls?
I don't know, but I know this. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl, and I think he was a bad NFL coach. You know why?
Mike McCarthy.
You know why Barry Switzer won that Super Bowl? He had incredible talent.
Okay.
Right?
Rhea,
do you believe in Sirianni? Let me just say this before you answer this. I want everyone listening right now to remember what is going on here. In 12 days, the Eagles go to training camp. This is a season with Super Bowl aspirations, with remarkable offensive talent, and a we'll see on defense. They have prime A.J. Brown. They have Saquon Barkley, who should be great. We'll see on Hurts. The offensive line has lost Kelsey, but should still be really good. They've got a revamped secondary. The division's fairly easy. It's a two-team division. I mean, there is a major opportunity here, but we are a town, when the season ended, we are a show that 71% of people in our poll thought Sirianni should be canned. The owner stood by him. The general manager stood by him. Quarterback doesn't seem to, but okay. Do you believe in him or not? Rhea, do you believe in Sirianni?
I'm at a yo, I've decided. I'm a mixture of yes and no.
Right. That's the conundrum.
It is, but he is, you know, the CEO. There are professionals at the coordinator position. Mm-hmm. There is talent on this team. And I think that there's no way they can't be successful.
Well, they were incredibly unsuccessful at the end of last year.
Yes, but what I said was there are professionals at the coordinator level.
Right. The coordinators. I'm sorry. I got you. Coordinators. Yeah.
She said coordinators. So here would be my question to Rhea and everybody else. Do Sirianni get no credit if the Eagles are good? It's the professional coordinator.
No, he won't.
Because last year,
you know how that works,
it was
Jody.
Sirianni's fault when they had non-professional coordinators.
But Jody,
and it fell at his doorstep for the 70% who wanted to see him gaslighted.
That's a valid point.
And out the door.
It is a valid point.
He won't get credit.
He should be treated the same exact way. If we're going to put X amount of percentage on the coordinators this year, it should be the same as it was last year. And I thought they rightfully fired both coordinators.
Sure.
I thought they were both bad.
But I don't disagree with anything you just said there, Jody, but here's what I object to. That meltdown last year wasn't a game or two or three. It happened over a month and a half. If Brian Johnson was that bad, Sirianni should have been able to step in and freaking fix it. Fix it!
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, you had a month and a half to fix it. They had a playoff game. They were dead upon arrival. That is on the coach's resume.
I believe in Sirianni, but it comes with this caveat. If he doesn't clean up his relationship with our superstar, could be superstar quarterback.
Prior superstar?
That needs to be cleaned up. And if it's not, then it's a real problem. And then it becomes one of those issues, well, then you got to make a decision.
You sure do.
As a front office, are we going to stay with Jalen or are we going to stay with the coach? Because that's too important a relationship. It's different than any other sport for me. Than in any other sport, that relationship is super, super important. And I have my own theories about the coordinators. I really think the Eagles ended up, it was difficult. When you lose two coordinators, it's like losing two head coaches. And when they lost, and we can talk about whether we like those coordinators or not, but they were really good. And they did a good job. And when they lost those two, that was huge for Sirianni. That's a big loss for the organization.
Well, it was. Look, we will ask you again, as the Eagles are getting closer and closer to training camp, now 12 days away, where do you stand on Sirianni? Is he the guy? Put another way, do you believe in Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach? Look, if you're confused, and I think a lot of people are confused, I'm one of them. James, you've expressed that. Rhea, you've expressed that. If you're confused, do your instincts tend to lean you in with Sirianni or out on Sirianni? Because I'll tell you, my instincts lean out. I hope I'm wrong. I'm just telling you, my instincts lean out.
So I have a question for everybody. Everybody, please chime in on this. If there's only one answer, there's not a combination. This can't be a collective, okay?
Yep.
It's got to be one or the other. Who do you think hired the two coordinators last year? When the two that Ruben just pointed out up and left for head coaching job, that's something an organization has to deal with. You, from time to time, got to fill holes. Holes come up.
I think Jalen Hurts hired Brian Johnson.
Jalen Hurts did?
I think Jalen Hurts hired Brian Johnson.
You think because of Jalen Hurts
he got
the job?
You get my point.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying.
But, and again, if he's whispering in somebody's ear, whose ear is he whispering in? Nick Sirianni's, Howie Roseman's, Jeffrey Lurie.
Howie or Jeffrey,
you got to pick
right?
one.
I think that they, looked at him and how he helped lead the Eagles to the Super Bowl and how Jalen played in the Super Bowl and how they paid him, and they let him have a lot of influence.
When you say they, who's they?
Howie and
it's
Howie.
Jeff. It's always Howie and Jeff.
Okay.
Correct.
And Sean Desai?
I think that was a situational thing. I think it was because Gannon went late. All the guys, they wanted Vic Fangio. That's already been reported. Vic had already taken the Miami job. I think they kind of scrambled with Desai.
Playing in the Super Bowl hurt them from that standpoint.
James, they, who's they?
Always Jeffrey and Howie. I think it's always Jeffrey and Howie. 100%.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Then now you know why Nick Sirianni's still the coach.
I agree with that. I agree
because
with you.
Because they hired the bad coordinators, and Sirianni, because I think he's, for the most part, a go-along, get-along guy, wasn't going to fight a fight at go. No. I just went to the Super Bowl. Here's what I need is my offense corner, defense corner. They wanted to go with Desai and that's fine.
I'll make it work.
Maybe a little overconfidence by Sirianni that he would make it work. But that's why he didn't get fired, because they knew they hired the guys who couldn't get the job done at the coordinator position.
I agree with you. I agree with everything you just said. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, all that doesn't even matter for this purpose. Is Nick Sirianni the right head coach for this team, to go try to win a Super Bowl?
If, and I'm kind of with Ruben on this, I really like the two coordinators they have. If they're Steichen and Gannon, the team will be good. Sirianni will be good. They got a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Yes. It'll be the same exact thing. It'll be 2022 over again.
Let's get a lot of calls in on this topic and also on the Phillies as well from last night and their great, now 60-win season over a little over halfway through the year. It's really incredible. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hallelujah.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so what the Phillies are doing right now totally gives me the 2017 Eagles vibe. Is anybody else getting that?
2017.
Ooh. Not so much for me. And I'll tell you the difference, Jeremy. 17 Eagles came out of nowhere. This Phillies thing's been going on. This is the third year now. Right. That's where it doesn't feel apples and apples.
I just mean, I get your point, but just like from like a team chemistry standpoint.
I agree with that. Like, that's right.
You know, like how certain things go on within the game.
I'll help you make your argument. The thing that's most like next man up.
Yeah, we're great at next man up. Yeah.
And this Phillies team has gone to no massive major injuries a month for, but Turner was 6 weeks. Yeah. That's pretty major.
JT's
and
Real Muto's
been more than a month now. So, yeah, they're doing it with next man up.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yeah, and, the pitching, I've been watching the Boatley since 2012. The pitching is just insane from relievers to the starter. So if they can keep this up, and if they somehow make it to the World Series, I think this pitching will get us one.
Well, I love it. All right, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you a yes-no question. Do you believe in Nick Sirianni as the Eagles head coach?
I believe, yes. If you're going to use the term believe, yes. He has shown us. I understand last year it's a big red flag. I get all what comes with that. But if you look at his whole resume, I mean, he got here the first year. I think we went 9-6. Got bounced first round, second year, takes the team to a Super Bowl, third year is on the same trajectory as the year before. But whatever went wrong, yes, I nobody knows, and it's the freakiest thing. I still don't get it, but I believe he understands how to run a football team, X's and O's, whatever. I don't care that he's the play caller. It doesn't matter. I think he has the mindset and the leadership ability to get men to do their job now.
All right, pretty good endorsement there. Yeah, players got to do their job.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, all right, Jeremy, give me a great answer, a memorable showdown.
Really quick, can I say something about the Flyers?
Sure.
So they've been lacking goaltending for the past 10, 12 years.
10 or 12. It's 35, but okay.
I'm
saying what I've seen, but they need a rock, Carter Hart was supposed to be the guy before him. I mean, we got rid of Bobrovsky. It's messed up, but I think they're going to turn around with the new leadership.
I hope you're right. All right, give me a memorable showdown.
I was trying to think. I'm on hold. Let's do the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Has already been said. You got one more chance.
Oh,
go for it.
No. Let's go Anakin and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
All right, well, we're going for real life, not fiction. Could have gone to the Flyers and the Soviets. 76.
Ooh.
That was a showdown. Ruben,
Ed Spider.
There's another one we could kill. I mean, the U.S. U.S. versus the Soviets.
In 80.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing about that...
It wasn't the final.
It wasn't really...
My only point is, like, we referenced earlier...
We didn't even think we were going to be...
That's my point. Yeah. The thing about a showdown is it's got to be viewed on the going.
Ahead of time.
Yeah, that was not viewed as...
It ended up being
something big. That's right. Thing. All right, 215-592-9494. More questions for Jody here. Also, got some I need some life advice from our crew here. We'll get to that and we're up ahead on this fine Thursday morning on 94WIP.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick an area of the strike zone, take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on them. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. There is nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the King of Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Books. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
Hey, Jenna Cameron here. Let me tell you about the remarkable Vincera Institute with Dr. William Myers and Dr. Alex Poor, the world's leading experts on healing core muscle injuries. A few years ago, I injured my groin. Initially, I actually thought very little of it. I thought it was going to be, you know, a couple days and it'll be fine. I knew I had a real issue when I could not run without a hitch in my step. I certainly could not sprint at all without some real pain, real discomfort. Then I knew, okay, real problem is here, what to do. Well, fortunately, I knew about the Vincera Institute, and I got myself there with Dr. Myers and Dr. Poor, and they healed me up through surgery and physical therapy. If any of this resonates with you, this concept of pain in your core region, whether it's the abdomen, whether it's the groin, whether it's, you know, the hip, anything in that range, if you have pain and it's not being solved quick and easy, well, then you need to see a doctor, and Dr. Myers and Dr. Poor is who you used to see at Vincera. Whether it's the groin, the abdomen, the pelvic, or the hip, they fix it all. It might require surgery. It might be only physical therapy. Obviously, that would be better than surgery, but if you need surgery, you need it. Get yourself to the Vincera Institute. They're located in the Philadelphia Navy Yard, about 3 minutes from the Philly Sports Complex there in South Philadelphia. The website you can get all the information you could possibly need is VinceraInstitute.com. To schedule an appointment to see everything possible, go to VinceraInstitute.com.
Brought to you by the Laborers District Council Lesset Fund.
It's huge. They love playing here. You know, and the atmosphere is tremendous. This was like a playoff game tonight. You know, the atmosphere is really good. It's two good teams. Both teams played very well. The defense on both sides of the the ball was, or both from both teams, was extremely good. Yeah, it was just an exciting game.
Rob Thompson, as his club is the first in the majors to 60 wins, fills a 4-3 winner over the Dodgers. Bullpen came up huge. Matt Strom fooling Shohei Ohtani in the seventh with two men on, and the Phils up two. Jeff Hoffman, the save. Phils 22-13 against teams 500 or better. Best winning percentage against winning teams in baseball. They'll go for a sweep of the Dodgers 6 p.m. tonight. Laborers District Council of Philadelphia and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce for the construction industry. Laborers building a better future today. Weather brought to you by NJ Diet. Partly cloudy, less humid, high 89, currently 78. Get slimmer for summer without taking any shots. With NJ Diet, you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Go to njdiet.com. To listen to 94WIP, just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
Are playing a banger here, 8 o'clock hour. Ruben jamming out.
Come on.
I know. I'm well aware.
That's why Nick Sirianni is the coach.
Yes, Jody.
Couldn't find a better man.
What about Bill Belichick?
Was a better man. Is it necessarily a better man going forward?
It's classic. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all this. I'm going to need some help with life advice shortly, and then we'll do the real life advice segment today at 9:15. Let's get a lot of phone calls in. Phil's beating the Dodgers, and obviously a lot on Sirianni today, as we've been doing. We go to Nick. He's calling from Wilmington, Delaware. What's up, Nick?
Good morning, guys and gal. How are you all doing?
Good.
Fantastic, hey. Buddy.
Joe, this is your future golf coach calling. I finally got online for you.
Man, look.
But
that's the appropriate response, I think.
Hey, I've never backed away from a strong challenge, so you're up.
Yeah, I'll just say this, Nick. I think it's in me to be a better golfer, but I don't play enough. I don't know, man. I nap in the afternoon.
Wow, you're defeated.
I am.
You are defeated.
I take my afternoon naps. I can't seem to break 100. I know I can break 90, but I can't even break 100. I don't know what to tell you, man.
You know, I hear that every day, and we always get great results. So let me know. But
okay, I appreciate it.
Let me talk a little Phillies here. So very encouraging seeing what I'm seeing. Sanchez last night, I love the stat that they brought up, the launch angle of golf balls. The launch angle of baseball hit off Sanchez's bat versus the MLB average is a good, 6 degrees more on the ground than it is for everybody else. That was a pretty interesting stat because I've never seen a guy get so many ground balls really in my life. And it's really great because a lot of turn two opportunities, all that kind of stuff, keeps the ball in the infield, kind of takes away the slugging percentage off these big hitters.
Well, it plays well in the Phillies ballpark also, which is, you know, it's not Coors Field, but it's got a home run lean to it. And a pitcher that can pitch like that is
good.
Think
about this for a second. They stopped wanting pitchers to throw sinkers. For 10 years, they thought that they had to strike out everybody, and they decided, okay, let's make all of these guys, including Nola and some other guys, Eflin, they took away their sinkers. And made him throw all four seamers up in the zone.
And that has changed now?
Oh, that now people are realizing that's the stupidest thing on the planet. Well, wow. You throw a sinker and you can get a ground ball? What? Come on.
Especially when it can be a double play.
I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't
get it. Interesting.
Correct. And so my only really concern is, it's kind of twofold. It's a little bit of the bullpen, but a little bit of Robbie Thompson's decisions. You know, I think in the past he's made mistakes and stuck with the guy that he thought was the horse and that just didn't have it. Obviously, Kluber, I'm not going to try to remember that. But my only really concern is that, you know, Sir Anthony and Alvarado terrify me a lot when they come up to the mound because if Alvarado can't even get in the strike zone, there's a lot of pass ball opportunities, and Sir Anthony is just, he just doesn't have his stuff. So my question for you guys is, do you trust those two in big moments over everybody else?
Not right now, I don't.
Well, I don't trust Sir Anthony right now. Alvarado, I can trust because he's done it and I've seen him do it. It's just he needs to get back into where he was, you know, a year ago.
Look, Nick, big picture, have I been trusting Alvarado? For sure. This week, do I trust him after the last two or three? No, I don't.
Correct.
Need a Phantom IL stint for Alvarado, I think.
This is why they will go get a bullpen piece, because they need another one they can trust back there. Because once they use the Alvarados and Stroms of the world, they need somebody else to either set up, and I like Kirkering. They need to set up Hoffman or whoever they think they can put. And
but I'll tell you, Ruben, if you only
throw Hoffman in there, and when you got to get an out for, against a righty with a nasty slider,
but
you got to get somebody who can throw the ninth.
But Ruben, if I only get one move, and maybe they'll have two, but if I get one, to me, an outfielder is more important.
Not for me. Yeah. Not even close.
I'm with you,
it's
Joe.
Not even close.
Ruben, I was where you were about 2 months ago. I've seen Kirkering do his amazing thing. Strom and Hoffman haven't fallen off. It's not like Alvarado's a disaster. Sir Anthony's pitched better than he did in the first month.
If there's one move, I'm getting somebody in the back end of that bullpen to get an important out. Mm. Period.
We're going against the general manager. Yeah, here, Joe. You and I are looking for a right-handed outfield bat.
All right, Nick, thought-provoking phone call here. Give me a memorable showdown for the concert tickets.
So I don't know if someone said this, but Brown versus Board of Education was pretty important.
You know, I'll tell you what. You go to the legal realm of things, and obviously there have been some cases that have been big-time showdowns, no question. Let's go to Sean. He's calling from Harleysville. Hi, Sean. Sean is kind of out there somewhere, but not ready to go. Let's go to Mark in Delaware. Mark, you're on WIP.
How you doing? Great show, as always, and it's good to hear Jody and Ruben join in.
Appreciate it.
So... Hey, I can say I'm not excited, but Rihanna's coach. I like, what Rhea was saying earlier. I think having two professional new coordinators in is going to be a great thing. And Sirianni just kind of, he captains the ship right now. You guys have been talking a lot about the Phillies team chemistry, and Joe, I think you made reference to it earlier that a lot of players seem to like Sirianni's coach. So, I'm good with it.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm glad you are. I'll tell you this, Mark. I think they would have been better with Belichick, but we'll see what Sirianni does.
Well, we will see, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't want Belichick in. If the Eagles would have went somewhere else, I would have rather seen like Harbaugh come in or something.
Well, look. Oh, you mean the college Harbaugh?
Jim.
Yeah, I got
right.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. He seems like a pain in the patootie. Not the Belichick.
God, Belichick's a party.
But Belichick's got, think of it this way, Belichick's got a ring for the second hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
is the NFC East division as terrible as the AFC East was for all those times that they literally were guaranteed?
No, two of the teams are, but Dallas is better than what
Dallas
was typically
is always
in
better.
Division.
The Giants have had moments.
Yeah, but the Giants and Washington generally stink, and that was a weak division all those Belichick years. I agree. All right, Mark, give me an answer here. A memorable showdown.
All right, so since you're saying showdown instead of rivalry, I'm going to go with this game. It was billed as good versus evil, the duel in the desert, and the build-up got even better when the Hurricane showed up in Tempe and Army.
Mm.
The 1987 Fiesta Bowl, Miami versus Penn State.
Yeah, so that
the
was...
The T-shirts were epic.
Yep. That was a big deal. Actually,
that was definitely a showdown. Yeah.
I just read a Paterno book, and obviously covers that game. And
Jerome was in that game and wound up on the Eagles?
Well, Jerome Brown.
Yeah, it was Jerome Brown.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, Jerome was with the Army. You know, the Army fatigues when getting off the plane and then walking in the Chris. They also walked out of the dinner.
Was it Testaverde?
Testaverde's quarterback. Yeah, Vinny T had five interceptions.
Epic.
It was incredible.
Even bigger if you go on college football. Yeah. Catholic versus convicts.
That was a big one, too. 88, right? Miami and Notre Dame, 88.
Correct.
That was a big one.
That was huge.
That was big. Remember the Notre Dame Harvey, Jody? Where's that guy at?
Where is Notre Dame Harvey?
Wow.
Wherever he is, he's reffing. because he used to love to ref. He used to tell me about his reference stories when he would call.
For those that don't know, he was a classic WIP caller. He did call us about 2 or 3 years ago, but doesn't call the station much anymore. Used to call all the time.
I haven't heard from him in years.
Late 80s, early 90s, used to call all the time.
I was at Notre Dame the week before that game.
Yeah. Really?
My sister played ball at St. Joe's, and she had friends on Notre Dame's team. So it was my first college road trip. It was nuts on campus for that game. It was insane.
Yeah, no, that was the year Notre Dame won the title with Tony Rice as the quarterback.
Tony Rice.
All right, so here's the deal. We got life advice with the Hammer today at 9:15. So I'll put the call to action out to everyone. Three ways you can get to Seltzer and get a situation in your life in front of him that he can then present to me with life advice at 9:15. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can connect to Seltzer. What do you need help with in life? And James will fire off one of the scenarios to me at 9:15. So Facebook, Twitter, and the text line to tell James to tell me what you need help with. We'll get to that in 45 minutes. All right, I need help with two things. I need life advice from our crew. First off, and James, I primarily turn to you on this one. Tuesday of next week is when, on an annual basis with the Baseball All-Star Game, we do Are You Smarter Than a... What are we up to, 11th grader now?
10th or 11th. I think it's 10th.
I mean, we started this like five years ago.
Look it up.
I think I went through a 5th grader, then I beat a 6th grader, then I beat a 7th grader. I don't know. I think we're up to about 11th grade. Seltzer, we need a kid for next week.
I'm off.
Okay, Seltzer.
I'm not offering up Clark. We'll be going into 11th grade because last year got a little uncomfortable.
Last year got very uncomfortable. Yeah, that was not good. All right. So, James, this will be in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. We got to get started on a kid.
So you're breaking tradition here. You're taking off the week of the baseball season.
Yeah, it was the week that made the most sense for my wife. So that's what happened.
Well, okay.
It is what it is.
Bad job by your wife.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All right, so put the thinking cap on, James. Mm-hmm. And for everyone listening, we need, parents to submit somehow to James. We need like one 11th grader. And so the questions will be harder than they have been in past years. And if you've got an 11th grader, here's what it's about. Beating me in trivia, but not sports trivia. So what James does is he does a hodgepodge of the type of questions that, in this case, would apply to an 11th grader.
It is 11th grade. Double-checked. It was 10th last year.
That might be chemistry. That could be, obviously, some history.
Physics, maybe.
I'm good at history.
Wait, didn't you have a chemistry, biology question last year that you
Hold on. Let me just pull up the audio because it's one of the funniest things that's ever
Jody,
been said.
Jody, it was epic.
I got to hear this. I have not heard this.
What did you just say?
And by the way, I won this competition. I think I'm 5-0. Okay, versus the kids.
You're undefeated against
studio.
The kids.
You got to see the redness of his face.
The Hammer's not going to lose to a kid.
There's nothing better than rallying from embarrassment to win.
Jody, 1 year
That's
I was down.
That's the best win you can possibly have.
I was down 3-0 1 year and won 4-3.
Nice.
So I think we were down 4-0 and won 5-4.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was
all right, so James, do you have the audio from last year?
Give me a sec, I'm fine.
All right, so while James finds that. All right, now there's a second situation. And Jody, I'm turning right to you. Okay. I'm looking at you and I'm looking at Rhea here.
Okay.
On what a human is to do in this moment. Now, this goes back a couple days ago. Life advice with the Mac Man in Hughes. So let's say you got a plane ticket and you're coming home from California.
The West Coast.
West Coast. In this case, Los Angeles, where I was visiting my brother. And let's say me and the girlfriend are about to get on that plane. And she finds out that she's been upgraded to a first-class seat. Let's say that the same thing happened on the flight out, and she took that first-class seat. But on the flight, back, she says, I should sit first class, so that it's like even Steven. Mac Man, I turn to a man first, Jody Mack. In this case, girlfriend or wife, you got a wife, I got a girlfriend, mm-hmm. holds the first class ticket and hands it to you, and then you would have to, so to speak, hand the second class ticket to her. What do you do, Mac Man?
I need some background information here. How did said female get upgraded to first class on the way out?
She had a chance to check something as like an American Airlines whatever, and she checked it for the first time ever, and bang, they upgraded her.
So
it's a frequent flyer thing.
It's a frequent flyer thing. Same thing happened on the way back.
Yeah.
So, and she was the one, because of
her positioning or whatever got the upgrade?
She got the upgrade. She got it. I didn't. What do you do, Jody?
Order champagne.
First class?
Oh, yeah.
So Mac Man's sitting first class.
She's offering it to you.
Rhea, what do you do?
You didn't ask. She offered?
She said, take first class. What do I do? Take it or not? That's what I'm asking you.
So you flew separately on the way out.
This is not that complicated. Rhea, what do I do?
Not that complicated.
Rhea, what do you do? The man is offered the first class ticket by the female. What do you do?
She flew first class on the way out?
Correct.
100% you take the first class.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhea.
Oh, I would not have taken the first class.
I had that happen.
No chance. I'd have been like, Emily, you deserve it. Have it. I'm fining Coach. No big deal.
But see, I would not have taken it.
Here's a way that you...
No way. Right, Ruben? Like, that's such an easy not take. Yeah. Yeah, thank
it's
you, Ruben.
You're trying to resuscitate.
All right,
Ruben,
what did
hammer?
What did he do?
You took the seat.
You're damn right.
I knew you did. I was so sure he did.
Man,
I would have bet everything I had that he took the seat.
Joe, here's the thing.
I felt really bad.
How long have you guys been dating?
A while.
Years?
Long time.
Yeah. A long time. Yeah. First year, first trip, you probably don't.
Correct.
Well, you've been dating for a while. She took it out. It's fair.
Mentality. I love your mentality, Rhea.
I did, Ruben, in my defense, a bunch of times, I'm like, come on, no. And she's like, no, you go sit first class. So I did try. Now, whether I really, really tried or kind of fake tried,
that was a fake try.
that's the question. All right, let's go to the phones.
Humble brag.
You want the audio?
Yeah. Oh, you got the audio of last year?
Yes, I have the audio of last year.
All right. So, and
the funniest thing that has ever happened in Are You Smarter in the 5 times we've done it.
And if you want to weigh in on first class, do you take the seat yourself or not? In that scenario, what are you to do? 215-592-9494. The real life advice with the hammer coming up at 9:15. All right, James, you have the audio from last year.
Yeah. So this was in the we got to a tiebreaker round, and it was basically like first to answer, get it right, gets the question. Okay. And we had like 5 or 6 that no one got.
Now, Ruben, so you have not heard this, right?
And Jody, you have not heard this.
All right, let's listen to what happened.
I'm going
to
enjoy this.
I'm going to go easier. This is one of my easier questions. I'm going down the list. Okay. Which gas is needed for photosynthesis to occur?
Diesel.
No. That's the dumbest answer.
I have no idea. I heard gas. I thought diesel.
You did not say diesel.
Confidently.
And I was trying
diesel.
To win. That wasn't a joke. I was trying to win. First gas that came to my mind was diesel. I mean, you go to a gas station, you get diesel.
Ruben has a degree from Stanford, okay? Yeah, he's like offended.
Yeah, he's like Richie. You got to get
photosynthesis.
Diesel. He's not even in the same, like...
world.
Atmosphere.
Hey, at least he
different
didn't
type
say
of gas.
At least he didn't say Shaq Diesel.
You're right.
That could have been more embarrassing.
You're not wrong.
Oh man. All right, let's go to the phones. All these topics we got on the table today. Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning, buddy.
All right, so I'll start with Sirianni. I'm not high on him at all for two reasons. I'm in business. I deal with a lot of CEOs. How many people get promoted to CEO after having a bad year? It doesn't happen. And his game day decisions reminds me of Franklin and the old Andy Reid. But with that being said, I give people second chances, and this team is very talented, and the schedule is, I think, lighter than last year. I think he's going to succeed somehow.
Well, so you're kind of all over the place, Eric. Let me say one thing about what you said on game day. I actually think it's one of Sirianni's greatest strengths. I'm curious what you think he's bad at game day, because – now, there's two different main things I see. Punt, kick, go for it type things. And then there's offensive scheme, which he was involved in and changes and all that kind of stuff. Don't you think he's great on the game management elements of when to punt, when to kick, when
go
to pedal?
Go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, don't you think? Because I think he's really good at that.
I don't really think he's good at that. Plus the fact I think he's really bad at scheming, because – with Hurts, you have to put him under center once in a while.
Well, that's
you
right.
Can't be
that's
so
right.
Predictable.
Yeah, no, that's different to me than game day management. You're right there. That's about creative design, you know, in between games to alter the offense.
I do think Nick was worse at game day management last year than he was in 2022. We had a few of those moments. Like, remember DeAndre Swift not going down when he was supposed to at the one? Then Washington was able to come back and score and made that a game. There was another.
He may have told Swift to go down.
There were a few moments like that where it was a little less on
point. Let me tell you the one that crushes me. Still crushes me in his tenure on that, because I think he's great at it. He should have freaking gone for the fourth down in the Super Bowl. Period. End of story. You do not punt the ball to Mahomes down a point. Seltzer, what, about 8 minutes left?
Yeah, I think it was 9 minutes left, something like that.
I know the ball was deep in the Eagles' territory, and it was, what, a fourth and two, I think? I think.
It was one plus, probably two.
That's the one. And where it was so, to me, stark in the moment, it took me right back to when Doug went for it and Foles threw the ball to Zach Ertz. It's like, totally these agree. Are the kind of things sometimes you got to do to win a Super Bowl. I thought it was, look, if Mahomes wasn't on fire in the second half, okay, I punt the ball. But Mahomes was on fire in the second half. All right, go ahead, Rick.
And Joe, and real quick, if I could, before I give you my showdown, Ruben, I think, nailed it. The postseason is a tournament. You have to be hot. And when you have an Atlanta Braves team years ago that had arguably an incredible pitching staff with Maddux, Smoltz, and Glavine, with Andrew Jones and Chipper Jones, and they only won one ring.
Yep.
We have to be all in, and I know this is not going to be popular, but I think this player can hit from first to fourth in the lineup, and he's done it before, and I think he's seen a lot of he's being pushed around in Chicago. I would love to see them get Bellinger, only because we don't know what's going to happen with the health of our three or four stars.
All right, we're going to get Ruben on Bellinger in a moment here, Rick. Give me an answer. Memorable showdown.
They met three times, Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Already been said. Give me a different one.
Roberto Duran and Sugar Ray Leonard.
That era is getting some good stuff, because that's the second time the middleweights, Duran and Sugar Ray. So earlier we had Sugar Ray and Hearns. All right, Ruben, Bellinger.
Like him. Love him. He makes our team better. But if I have one move to make, and I don't want to, I'm talking to too many guys about these two players, Crawford and Miller.
Yep.
They're too damn good. They're really good, and you have to give one of those guys up for Bellinger. And I like Bellinger. I think he's a great athlete. He sort of fits what you want, because he's done it. He's played center. He's phenomenal at first. He can do a lot of different things. If I'm going to make one move, man, I got to get somebody who can stop the game at the end.
Ruben, the high-end guys in the Philly system, and you referenced a few of them there, I have a theory that it'll be that Middleton, as much as he wants to win, will be less inclined to sign off and giving up one of those dudes after what happened to the Phillies, after going for it, 9, 10, and 11, trading away a lot of players and having an empty farm system that obviously for close to a decade left the team pretty exposed to the big league level. Not that those guys that you traded turned into that much, because frankly,
none of them
really didn't.
Very few did.
Yeah, I mean, Drayback wasn't, let's put it this way, he wasn't his dad and, you know, all that stuff. But,
well, Darno ended up being the best one. He's still playing Darno.
But generally speaking, the irony of those trades is you got great stuff back, didn't win at all, but who you trade really never really cost you, but the team didn't have enough talent. Do you think organizationally what the Phillies experienced from 2012 to 2020 will make them a little bit less aggressive to try to protect 2028 to 2032?
Nope.
You feel confident?
I feel confident that they want to win, period. And I'm not saying they should or should not trade. That's not for me to decide, because I believe in winning. I believe in winning and going for it, and you know, I was all about that. That's what this city deserves. That's what this is the time for them to win. And they can win multiple ones.
But to give up Aiden Miller, guy better be unbelievable coming back, right?
The player is going to have to be such an impact player that you almost say to yourself, okay, we got to do it. We have to do that.
But like, you wouldn't do that for a Hunter Pence today, right? I just want to frame it using an example, because Hunter Pence today is kind of like the outfielders we're talking about today. You know, Hunter Pence was a quality outfielder, not a true star, but an above-average player. So, like, if you had and Hunter Pence, you had a year and a half of control of him, meaning two Octobers, would you trade a great prospect for someone like that today?
I would not. I would not. But,
Jody, you know, where do you stand on this?
Right. Joe asked me this yesterday, and, well, once burnt
twice shy affect Middleton with how these conversations go with Dave Dombrowski over the next however many days?
Because the ballpark was empty for a long time. I mean, that was a tough stretch.
2020 hindsight and history, you're correct. My thought was Middleton's going to say, Dave, do what you think is right.
Correct.
That he's going to leave it up to his baseball guy. That he's not going to go, Dave, yeah, but. I don't believe John Middleton will say that to Dave Dombrowski.
I believe that John, you know, obviously will be involved, but he's going to let Dave Dombrowski do his
exactly.
thing.
Well,
Dave Dombrowski's a Hall of Famer. He's going to make the right decision.
Look, I'll say this from my standpoint, and this may resonate with some, but certainly won't resonate with all. I care a ton about the 2024 Phillies. A ton. It's one of my favorite teams I've ever seen in Philly sports. I also know I'm going to watch the 2031 Phillies. And I want them to be really good also. And I would just say, you know, it's you always got to sort of, it's a balancing act between going forward and protecting your future. I'm not that inclined with how great this team is for the Phillies to give up one of their great prospects that can help for the next 10 to 15 years. I'm not that inclined. I'm just being honest with you.
You also have to weigh the fact that the Phillies have some contracts into the future and a lot of money already expended, so cheap players are going to help sustain them through that time.
That's right.
Good point.
That's right. All right, 215-592-9494. We got two different Twitter poll questions of the day. Both relate to the Eagles, and they're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax. It's in stock now. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you like that Nick Sirianni is the Eagles' head coach? Basically, are you glad he's the coach? Yes or no? Second poll question, who would you rather have as the Eagles' head coach, Nick Sirianni or Bill Belichick? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's go to Steve in Willow Grove. Good morning, Steve. Stevie. Oh, Steve just cut out right then and there. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. Hi, Ed.
Morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Good.
So I wanted to ask Ruben a question second, but I first wanted to talk about Sirianni. I think he's kind of in a thankless position right now because there's a $110 million sunk cost under center that Jeffrey Lurie is going to want to see some return on investment before. So I'm thinking, even if Kirk's falls in his face this year, Sirianni's gone. I mean, because he's not going to move on from somebody he has so money, he has so much money locked up in.
He might, Ed. He might.
Yeah. And Ruben, I have a question for you. So I know that Phillies need to add a piece, be it a bullpen arm or a bat. You know, it's kind of out of the box, but at what point do you consider maybe calling up a prospect like J.P. Crawford to add some depth when, you know, you can kind of hide him in the lineup at like 7 or 8, he gets some experience, or is it way too early to even consider that right now?
Far too early right now. Far too early to do that. They don't have that. They don't have those guys. Those guys aren't ready.
Yeah, I mean, because players have made the jump, but I guess that's such a rare case. I mean, I remember, I don't know if you remember a guy, Mike Sweeney used to play for the Phillies. He actually got called up.
I know him very well.
I loved Mike Sweeney.
He's Kansas City Royals.
Yeah. He was a really good player,
man. He was a good ball player.
And Ruben, he helped you that one year.
Yes, he did. 2010, I think it was.
I think so.
He was good with the Royals for a while.
Good player. Good guy off the bench. Good player. Good hitter.
Well, a great hitter when he wasn't off the bench earlier in his career. He was a terrific
player. Phenomenal hitter.
Yeah, he was. All right, Ed. Ed, you can win the concert tickets for Journey, Def Leppard, and the Steve Miller Band. A memorable showdown.
You've said Aaron Burr, Alexander Hamilton, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You've already been said.
It's based on it.
Yeah,
yes.
This is the anniversary date. Yep. So give me a different one.
How about Burr Jordan in the '80s?
I'll give it to you. So someone else, so it's not probably going to win because it's too. You can't take a whole decade. Jody had referenced Burr Jordan 79.
No, Burr Magic.
I'm sorry, he said Burr Jordan. Well, what the heck's Burr Jordan showdown in the 80s? I mean, they played the 86, but it wasn't.
I mean, it wasn't.
No. I thought he was saying Burr Magic. Burr Jordan's not a showdown, unless you count the McDonald's commercial.
That's true.
Yeah. that was a commercial. Off the backboard, off Jody Mack's bald head, Jody, why do I always kind of get a little jab in you? Because it's nothing against the bald people of the world. Right. I mean, I'm probably headed there myself someday, but I look at you and I...
Why do you do it? Because you're a jerk.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Wow.
All right, so five questions for the Mac man today. Jody, let's get to question two. Ruben Amaro is the general manager. You've covered a lot of GMs in their tenure and head coaches and all. How was Ruben from your perspective when he was the GM on, like, you know, being the public face guy of the Phillies? I'm not talking about moves. I'm talking about accessibility. Some GMs can be jerkish. Some guys can still be buddy-buddy. What was your perspective on Ruben when he was the GM?
No, I had to be nice to Ruben. I was dictated to for that. My father told me, if you give that Amaro guy a hard time, you and I will never speak again. So I always was nice to Ruben, and that's the reason why he's here in the studio today, because he was a good face of the franchise way back when he had to be.
Now, Ruben always would come on with us when we request him, but my favorite thing is he would call the newsroom on Friday when we did Winners and Weasels, and he would have a particularly rough week while we were killing him. And I answered that newsroom, did I win?
Oh, boy.
Has anybody nominated
That's
me?
That's great.
Am I in the running?
And this is while you were GM?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
great.
Ruben, did you ever call WIP as just like, hey, this is random Ruben, or this is Ruben calling us Frank?
Bob.
Oh, I've actually called in and faked my voice.
No
That's
way.
Great.
Oh, yeah, I've faked my
as
voice.
As a player?
Like, after a game. No, as a GM.
No way. Can you imagine if that had come out?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
That's awesome.
I'm down to say,
you know what I really like? That Ruben Amaro guy, he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
That is really good, man.
I have done
man.
A confession.
Yep. God bless. You're like Kevin Durant on Twitter.
That's funny.
Were you sticking up for that Ruben Amaro guy?
No, I was killing him.
That's great. 215-592-9494. All right, good stuff. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. That's classical. 94, not normally Ritchie. Today, Mac Man on 94 WIP.
You make so many things in the kitchen, but you especially make memories, and it's why those great memories in your kitchen should take place in a beautiful space. At Colonial Marble and Granite, a complete kitchen featuring stone counters from the region's most extensive selection can cost just $6,999. That's countertops, sink and hardware installed, plus cabinetry. Only Colonial can offer you the region's most extensive and varied selection of natural and engineered stone. Colonial Marble and Granite's King of Prussia location, it is massive. You will find exactly the beautiful piece of stone you want to build your kitchen around. I can guarantee you will love the experience from selection all the way through installation. A complete kitchen at Colonial Marble and Granite featuring stone counters from the region's most extensive selection can cost just $6,999. Some restrictions apply. See website for details. Colonial Marble and Granite, the cornerstone of a beautiful home. Visit colonialmarble.net.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.